Okay, so we will divide into four groups with like four circular chairs. So let's do that. Then we'll start. So let's make almost 10 chairs. 10. Actually, nahi jyada kar sakte hain. Main bol rahi thi 4, but we can make 6 or something because we are 40, about 40. Ah, like 43 or something. 10 will be too much, na? Haan, 10 will be too much. So how about 6? 6 or 8. Ho payega to.
Can we make circles of 6, please? Just sit in a circle. 6, 6, 6. Yes? Yeah, camel group, how many? How many? Yeah, so you make circle. Tell them to make a circle. 6. Everybody else, please make a circle. Yeah, big circle of 6. It's a 6. If they're 7, 8, they put in 1, then it's okay. Circle of 6 each. 6 each. Anu, where is Anu? Anu, how big the circle do you want? Any size is okay? No, you need a table also, right? Then, yeah, if they have to get something. Well, okay, they were, but it's okay. And everybody needs a pen. You will be handed over a paper and you need a pen. I think you were given pens yesterday. Everybody has pens.
So how many years? Maybe we can join there.
There are how many? One, two, one more. One more can go there. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. How many here? 7. How many are you? Huh? 3, 6, 8. No. 3, 6, 7. 6. How many? Pardon? No. 6. We want groups of 6. So one person has to come out from here. Excuse me, one person comes out from here and makes that group, one more group. You can join, but we have extra. So they have to... Shh. Everybody, can we have silence, please? There are already two coordinators coordinating. Third time, one group is 6, except the Sri Lankans. One group is 6. If you are extra, please stand in the middle and we'll make another group for you. 6 in a group. Please make your circle. Please remove this chair and make a circle. Do you have 6? We don't need this chair. Please take it out. Please, you can come closer if you like. 6. The rest can come in the center. Who are not in any group, please come here. We'll make a group for you. Please come here. Come here. Come here. Yes. 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 Extra chairs are there. Please pull them. Please make a circle. Sorry. Extra. You all set now? Yeah? How many? All right. So we are 6. Yeah, that's fine. Who else is sitting here? Somebody sitting here? Are you sitting there, Arlene? Are you sitting there or here? Where are you?
I don't have a group here.
You are here?
You are
here. Okay. We've got a seat for you.
Okay.
So, 6. How many? Oh, she's not participating. Okay, all right. Okay. Anu, all set?
Mm-hmm. You're not participating? Okay. Okay. Om Shanti. Welcome everyone. All charged, right? By the body. And how about soul, mind? All charged. So the topic of today's workshop now we'll do is, who knows? Who has heard the announcements? How to be perfect? The journey to perfection, right? We are all in the journey to perfection, right? Why are we Baba's children? Becoming perfect, right? So, who is the example in front of us? Sorry? Lakshmi Narayan. What else? Who else? Brahma Baba. Mama. Who else? Dadi. Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar. So many examples in front of us. So it's so easy, right? Easy for us, no? Right? In front of us, so many examples. Is it easy? Who feels this journey is easy? Please raise hand. There is one hand raised. Yeah, raise it higher. Who feels this journey is easy? So easy. To become perfect. The aim has to be clear, right? We are here to become perfect. Great, thank you. So, this will be a reflective workshop. So, let's dive deep inside and we'll reflect and then we'll share. Then we'll have so much, the big list, right? Yeah? So, long list, yeah. So yesterday Shilu Didi gave the class, whoever have heard, I don't know, maybe will not ask how many attended, but again the journey of Brahma Baba. So this is the month of Brahma Baba, so we'll remember him. Such a extraordinary journey, but he did it in so easy way. And like Shilu Didi was highlighting, she said it's like Baba prepared him in a way, because he was that kind of person. The soul was somewhere awakened. He had great love for God. He was searching for truth the whole life. Very disciplined, determined, right? Even when he was not in this journey. And very generous-hearted, very kind-hearted, right? So, a lot of respect for other human beings. These are very beautiful virtues, qualities he had. And as, again, Shilu Didi was highlighting, from an ordinary, he belonged to an ordinary family. He became such a wealthy, very well-known, reputed, respected diamond merchant. He didn't receive anything. He didn't receive any inheritance to start the business, but he did it. So that itself is such a big example that he set in life. But the most important quality he had was love for God. Always searching for the truth. Always he felt there is more to life. And then when he was at the age of 60, the time came when God himself came, held his hands, because Baba, Shiv Baba knew he is ready. If he will hold his hand, he will not say that, Baba, I'm not ready. He was ready, right? Ready for what? Ready for the biggest task of the world, upliftment, transformation, God's task. And God will not go and call any soul or want to hold any soul's hand. Would he do that? Would Shiv Baba go and just find any random person and hold his hand and say, let's go, we'll do the transformation of the world? Will God do that? No. Would any one of us would say, why not me? Lot of people ask, no? When we give the new classes or something, lot of people have a question, why Brahma Baba? Why not somebody else? So the first question is, why not you? Would you be happy? Sorry? No. Why not, Lalita sister?
A lot of work, and not everybody has that capacity. Everybody has a different capacity. I mean, we want to reach perfection, but each one's perfection is different again.
Anyone here? You wanted to be ready, or you would love God to come and hold your hand and say, you are the chosen one, let's go, we will transform the world. Who feels, yeah, why not? Sure. Please raise your hand. Think, why not? Yes? Yes, brother. That's great. That's great. Definitely. Why not? We are all God's children, no? We have so much.
Already chosen us for transformation in a subtle way, not in a sakar way like Brahma Baba, but we are already there.
Agree? He agrees to him, and yes, you got it right. That is where I was going. Definitely, Brahma Baba was the chosen one, but we all are chosen too. Without God choosing us, we cannot be here. Baba sees speciality in each one of us. That can contribute, that one finger of cooperation for the world transformation. One person cannot do it. But the most profound quality that Brahma Baba had was the ability, like Lalita sister said, the ability to respond to the call, query, whatever, that unknown superpower wanted him to do. And he gave himself completely, surrendered, totally open and available. He said, I am here. What you want to do through me, do it, right? Even though he didn't understand, right? And it was a journey until when he understood the whole thing. So he is the Prajapita Brahma, all of our father of humanity. How blessed we are, right? Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. We are never alone. He is always. Both of them are always with us. If we remember this, we'll shine with our speciality for which Baba chose us. And together we are transforming the world. Okay. So the first session that we want to do, there are so many qualities of Brahma Baba. Just few I will read in a reflective way. You can please note down. Okay. Everybody, I will pass on the paper. You can do that too. You can use your, welcome to use your notebook, your own notebook, yes. I hope everyone has a pen. If someone do not have, maybe whoever have extra, please share. We gave away everything yesterday, gifts. Anyone have an extra pen? Extra pen? Pen or pencil extra, anyone have, then please, we need, some people need. Yeah, Kashi. Nice, done. Okay. Everybody got a pen or pencil, that brother was asking with the... Everybody got a pen? Yes? All got. Thank you, sister. Okay, Om Shanti. All ready? So, let's write down few points. Like we talked, first one was loving intellect merged in God's love. Love for the truth. These are all 1 point. Loving intellect merged in God's love. Love for truth. Trustee, total surrender. Total surrender instantly with total trust. That is trustee, it is actually. Trustee, total surrender instantly with total trust. Instrument, nimitta bhav. Instrument. Instrument consciousness, always had the trust that the higher power is doing everything through me. The higher power is doing everything through me. The highest power, right? The highest power is doing everything through me. So he was always a carefree emperor, Nischint. Befikar Badsha, Befikar Badsha, carefree emperor. Conqueror of attachment. Renounced everything right away with one direction. Renounced, a renunciate who renounced right away with one direction. This is not to write, just to explain, because he always like understood, remembered that the elevated task of God must be done. Not like he even didn't care for his family, so detached. He was the conqueror of attachment, and nothing belonged to him. So he gave anything that was needed for God's task, all his wealth. He had the clear vision of the new age being established. Clear vision. Okay, next. He stayed always intoxicated, intoxicated with his future form, future perfect form. Intoxicated, yeah, number seven, with his future form, future perfect form. So just an explanation, like future perfect form, that made him stabilized in his Prajapita role, right? Right now he was the father of humanity. So the next point is he had unlimited vision. Unlimited vision. Unlimited vision in which he loved everyone, everything as the Father. Next, no wastage, no birth of time, of thought, of words and actions. Essenceful, next. Number 10. Essenceful, in essence, all the time. Always a big, like today's Bardhan, Baba said, a 1 hour news he would understand, and in essence he would give his thought. Valued, next, number 11, valued time the most. Now or never. Again, next one, detached observer. Next, loved solitude, introspection. Next, introverted. In introvertedness, he always, same, na? It will go in the three. Introspection, loved solitude, introverted, always lost in the love of God. Yeah. He always felt the company of Baba. The last one, unlimited vision. Of course, we wrote that. But I want to say the drishti. In his drishti, he had so much power, powerful drishti, that reminded everyone of their own highest stage. Powerful drishti. So powerful drishti that reminded everyone of their own highest stage and also reminded them of Baba. So connected to Shiv Baba. His drishti connected everyone to Shiv Baba. Just one last thing. The practice he did. He did a lot of purusharth. That's why he became number one, right? Without purusharth, he cannot become that. And that is? Number one purusharth. He is number one purusharthi. Okay. Effort maker. Number one effort maker. So he became number one. I wanted to highlight the practice he did. What was that? Soul conscious vision for the self and others. He would write it pages and pages and pages in the night. I am a soul, I am a soul. Then his wife's name, and he would say, she's a soul. Yashoda was his wife's name. Son, everybody, he would write it to make it form. So please reflect on this. Sometimes we don't remember all this. We just keep on going. This whole month, if we remember, it will make a big difference very quickly. So these are the few points. There were so many for Brahma Baba, right? So now, we'll give you 10 minutes to reflect yourself on with you, like it will be your own reflection, on which one out of these all qualities that you like or that attract your attention, and you see Baba doing it, and that really attracts you, that is the best thing out of this whole list of the qualities. There may be so many, everything you may be liking, but which one is the best one that is close to you? How about three? We can choose three best ones that your soul connects with, right? So after 10 minutes, so we'll give you 10 minutes now. Okay? Continue. Thanks. I think it's all done. Do you need more time? How many have finished, chosen the three, the best three qualities that you love? Yes, everybody, right? So let's take another, the next 5 minutes. In the group, turn to just your next person, two, get together two, and share the points with, like, why you chose that Okay, 5 minutes. After that, I'll give another minute to collect from the whole group. Then we can share from each group. Okay, 5 minutes. Please discuss with your partner. Choose your partner. Om Shanti. Another 1 minute. Have everybody done the discussion? It will go on, right? It's so beautiful, powerful. I think we want to talk and talk and talk. Are we all done? Anyone needs more time? You need more time? 1 more minute, please. Thank you. Okay, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Can we wrap up? Om Shanti. Okay. The next 1 minute, get collective points out of your group that you can share with others. That, and just with a little connection, that why that was important for that soul. Yeah? Please, 1 minute among yourself. Yeah? Are we done? Are we done? Which group need more time? Please raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2. These 3 groups are done. Very good. Quick, quick, quick. You are done? Yay. Good. Okay, are we done? Okay, so we are ready. Let's quickly share from each group. You can choose up to 3 qualities to share among us, and your that person's reason why that was chosen, if you can. If you can give it in essence, right? We'll start from here. Yeah, 1 minute each group. Because we will do much more, right? We have to reach close to Brahma Baba, no? Behind him, right? So please come.
Okay, Om Shanti. Different people had different opinion, but we came to like merge in God's love, which will trigger your Purusharth. So you become a Purusharthi. And for that you need solitude. These are the 3 things. And once you practice, you become soul conscious, and other qualities will automatically come, like essenceful, detached observer, clear vision, trustiness. So
the 3 points were merged in God's love,
solitude
and Purusharthi. Yeah, the practice of making effort. Thank you. How about you? Who will come from your group? Please come. 5 seconds. 1, 2.
Om Shanti. Our group, we all agreed with the 3 of them, or most of them. One was essenceful, so no wastage, and being absolutely to the point as how he was, what he was ordered to do. Second was a conqueror of attachment, because we feel that that's one hurdle that always comes and brings up all our vices. And the third one was being in a combined state, which we feel also is being a trustee. So as long as I'm a trustee and I'm following Srimad, there's very less chance I'll leave to falter.
Very beautiful. How about you? Your group will come.
Om Shanti. From our group of brothers and sisters here, we have. Okay. From the group of brothers and sisters here, we have selected a few virtues from Baba. First one is the Nishche Buddhi. When you have a determined thought, the firm intellect, then you can achieve some tasks which are not ordinary tasks, but these are extraordinary tasks that you can do. And then the second one was renunciation in one direction, to one cause or to the agya, complete renunciation. So that was the second one. And then the third one was the instrument consciousness. Yeah, the other sister just shared that if you have that consciousness of that I am chosen as an instrument, then there is no ego, there is no belonging or owning of anything. So that will automatically melt other souls, does not bring any body consciousness. Om Shanti.
Yeah, great. Nishchay Buddhi. And what else? Determined intellect. Then? Renunciation in one call. And third one? Instrument consciousness. Karan Karavan Har Baba is doing everything, right? Your group will come.
So, our group had a long list, a very varied list for loving Baba and Brahma Baba. So I'll just read out the list and then I'll give a combination. Detached observer, now or never, clear vision, simple and royal, conqueror of attachment plus tivar purusharthi, merciful, give importance to time, trustee, introspection, introverted solitudeness, loving intellect, surrender, and waste. Everything. But to club, Baba had a loving intellect in truth, in Shiv Baba, which he could recognize him instantly, which it made him to surrender instantly. Instant surrender becomes Mahaprasad. So that is one thing I picked up. And time. But mostly it has a combination of all this list in that, I think. Do you agree? And also, yes, detached observer, and then royal, simple. So it's a long list. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it shows so much love for Brahma Baba, right? So everything is coming out. But that's good, yes. You know, take home what is staying with you, but when you start, everything else comes, right? It's kind of that. How about from that group, please?
Om Shanti. Our group is very short list. We started with the value the time most, which helps us to become number one effort maker, which is the soul conscious stage practice. And then the second point comes the unlimited vision, because this one, he loved everyone as a father, right? So when you come to this point, then the other point, loving intellect, love for the truth, and unlimited vision, the powerful drishti. When you have the love for everyone, automatically your drishti will become very powerful, right? So all three will come inside that one. So we four of them like the same point. Yeah, and when you love everyone, then you really can do what really meant in that situation. So you automatically become a conqueror of attachment. So that is the third point for us. Thank you.
That's very nice when the whole group is in agreement. That's very beautiful. Who will come from our Sri Lankan group? Please come with the translator, right? It is okay for you to come here or should I go there?
Om Shanti. Bapada, Brahma Bapada, Kunangaila vandu. ஏகாந்தவாசி, அதாவது இறைவனின் அன்பில் தொலைந்து போதல், அதாவது அவர் அன்பில் நாங்கள் மூழ்கி இருக்கிறத பற்றி அந்த பாபாட அந்த குணம் வந்து மிகவும் பிடித்தமானன்னு சொல்லியிருந்தாங்க. அதில் நாங்கள் எந்த அளவுக்கு பாபா நினைவு செய்கிறோமோ அந்த அளவுக்கு தான் நாங்கள் சாதோப்பிரதான் ஆகலாம். இது வந்து அவரை மிக முக்கியமாக பிடிச்ச ஒரு குணமாக இருக்கு.
பாபா ஹேட் லவ் ஃபார் சொலிட்யூட், so much of solitude is essential for us to become சதோப்பிரதான்.
அடுத்தது பாபாவோட முதல விஷயத்தில் உண்டு என்னன்னு சொன்னால், சாராம்சம் நிறைந்தவராக இருத்தல். எந்த அளவுக்கு நாங்கள் விரிவாக்கத்துக்குள்ளே போகாமல் எந்த ஒரு விஷயத்துலையுமே சாராம்சமாக இருக்கிறோமோ அது அந்த அளவுக்கு தான் நாங்கள் பிந்தி வந்தாலும் முந்தி போகக்கூடிய மாதிரி இருக்கும்.
Second point is essenceful. Brahma Baba was essenceful. So if we don't go into elaboration, we can stop going into waste. Even if we come late, we can go fast and come first.
அடுத்தது பாபா சொல்றாரு வந்து பாபாவோட குணங்கள் உண்டு. கவலையற்ற சக்கரவர்த்தி, கவலையற்ற சக்கரவர்த்தி என்ற உலகத்துல எந்த ஒரு விஷயம் இருந்தாலும் நாங்க எல்லாரும் ஃபேமிலிக்குள்ள இருக்கிற நாங்க எப்படிப்பட்டதுலயும் வந்து பாபா எல்லாத்தையும் செய்யறாரு. டிராமாவில நம்பிக்கை அப்படி எல்லாம் இருந்ததுன்னு சொன்னா நாங்க எது நடந்தாலும் வந்து கவலையற்ற சக்கரவர்த்தியா இருப்போம். இது வந்து முக்கியமா நாங்க ஃபேமிலி சப்போர்ட் பேரண்ட்ஸுக்கு மிகவும் பாபாவோட இந்த குணங்கள் மிகவும் உதவியான ஒன்றா இருக்கு.
He is free from worry, conqueror of worry. So in a family path, we are in a family path, whatever happens in the drama and whatever happens in my life, we have to be free from worry, for that will make us always happy. Om Shanti. Thank you.
That was very good. I could hear Ekantavasi said that at the beginning, the first point. Thank you. And Satopradhan, yeah, we picked up few words. Does it feel good to reflect through?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So what is the next step we'll do? Action plan, exactly. For the self, now. The second question, we'll reflect. But actually, we can now make our circle go alone because it will continue until 12:30. If it is okay, let's make the whole full circle. Go back. Okay? It will be all self-reflection. You don't have to share, but I'll ask yet something to share. There are some free seats already, right? Free chairs, I believe. Yeah. Here also there are two, or whose is that? I don't know. There are seats here, why not? Here, please join here. Please, sister, come here. Hello. Oh. Why two layers? Come here. Let's make one circle. You know, in one circle what happens? Energy flows. Then it becomes the... What is that? Ripple effect. It will flow to the whole world, not only us. Vibration. So circles are always good. Okay. All ready? You know which one you chose? Which quality of Brahma Baba? You know you love the most, or you relate to, or you connect with. It's my phone. Okay, we'll remember Baba. So hold on to that stage. Now think about the quality that in Brahma Baba attracted or you like the most. I'll not ask why you liked it. I'll ask how much percentage wise you'll give to yourself that quality is in you. You related with it, that means somewhere you have it, right? So think, just 2 minutes reflection, how much percentage you will give to yourself in that quality in you. We are all making effort, we are cultivating that to perfection, but how much percentage that I have right now in me of that particular, choose only one, right? And relate it with your life, practical life, and give yourself a genuine number, a percentage. And then maybe we can share quickly. Just percentage. You don't have to say which quality, what. Okay? And then we'll go to the next level. Okay? 2 minutes. Thank you. Om Shanti. You saw yourself? Give a number. Okay, so we'll start sharing just quickly. We'll start from Lalita sister. We'll go like this.
Percentage.
Tell me your percentage. 60. 60 is good.
Good? Well, 60, I'm not happy with it.
Is it good? It's up to you now, right? It may take just a second to become 100. What is most important quality is to recognize the percentage. Accurate. Maybe you can say that, yeah.
Carefree emperor. Befikar Basha.
Okay, so the quality and percentage, okay? Very nice.
The quality that I liked is Purusharthi, being Purusharthi. I have given myself 90%.
Very good, Kashi Bhai.
So I'm comparing. I'm comparing to an ordinary person who has not making any effort, you know, and then where I stand and then that person stands, so that's my number.
Okay, we'll just go quickly, the quality and percentage, okay?
I give powerful drishti, 45%.
Very nice, that's really good. I mean recognizing the percentage, but then once you recognize, to go to 100 is very easy, right?
We'll get to that. Be instrumental. I'm giving 75%.
Instrument 75%.
Now or never 60%.
Now never 60%.
Nishchay buddhi 33%.
That's a lost in love of God. Actually, I don't know how much percentage we can give into that.
100.
Actually, the love, the quality, how we can recognize, how many percentage, how we can recognize it, because it is unlimited. The love is unlimited.
That's why I said practical. You have to see in your practical how much
unlimited.
Yeah, I can say because no, we cannot say 100%.
No reason.
Yeah.
120
work. Can you say loud? I'll repeat. Mic may not come, so tell me yours. Keep seated. Tell me because we'll go fast. We'll do the meditation. Yes. Befikar Baksha? Percentage? Huh? 50? 50 is good, Befikar Baksha. Merciful? 70. Loving intellect?
100%.
That won't work. You have to give us the stabilized number. 75% loving intellect for God and truth. Being trusty, 60%. Very good. Effort maker, 65%. Very good.
It's okay.
Carefree emperor. It's okay. This is working better. Carefree emperor 40. Honesty is the first quality.
If not now, never.
Now or never?
80%.
Lost in God's love? 70%. This is working better. Let me do this way. Waste thoughts? No waste thoughts? 65%. Total surrender, 50%.
Total surrender, 70%.
Total surrender, instant, right?
70%. Being essenceful, 75%. Being essenceful, 75%, huh? Merged in God's love, 75%. So the Sun Chakra, clear vision of the established, the new world, how much? 75%, very good. Sister? Essenceful, 75%. Total surrender. Sri Lankans are ready to totally surrender to Baba instantly. Very nice. Thank you. 70% instrument. Now or never, 50%. Unlimited vision, 75%. Clear vision, 100%. For the future, Satyug and your form. Okay, she knows she is going to become deity. Perfect. Very nice. 100%. Clap, 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 clap. Very good. Unlimited vision, having love for everyone, 80%. Purushat for soul consciousness, 55%. Essenceful, 78%. Wow. That was a perfect calculation you did, brother. 78%. Congratulations. He needs the congratulations because he knows exactly. Thank you. Powerful Drishti, 50%. 60% for the constant vision for your future form, perfect future form. Okay, what was that? Essenceful 90%. Loving intellect, love for the truth, percentage? 70%, that's very nice. How can it be same? Wow, love for truth 70%, very nice. Loving intellect 80%. Constant Purusharthi and instant, intense Purusharthi effort maker, how much? 20%. We got a 30 some. Okay, got it. Sure, sure. How about you? 100%. Karan Karavan heart, trustee. He is doing everything through me, instrument. Very nice. You love the number 8, so 80%. You have to make it 100%, you know that, right? You have to love 10 and 100 now. Okay. Unlimited vision? 40%, not 48. Like him, I heard that. 80%? Humble, humility, yes, yes. Humility was Baba's biggest quality. Very nice. It's always good to give that number to the self. But what is it? We want to stay there or we want to go to 100? Who wants to go to 100? Raise hands. Okay. So, it will be a meditation now, but before that, the 2 minutes. Reflect, think. What is it that is stopping you from
becoming 100%. What is that? Do you know? It's important to recognize that. What is the obstacle that is in my way, that is making me in a percentage, number-wise, Baba says. Can you recognize that? You don't have to share that. But okay, no problem. It is just for that particular quality, right? Why it is that percentage, right? So think of that and then we'll go through a meditation where we can get rid of that, right? Become perfect. We have to see and feel ourselves in the perfect form, right? Okay? So your 2 minutes starts now and it will take you to the meditation, okay? Thank you. So sit in that consciousness, reflect and enjoy the meditation. Sitting in my soul conscious stage, I feel the powerful loving energy from Shiv Baba showering in this red light. All that is negative, weak, that is coming in my way to my perfection, is dissolving, burning away in this red light. Consciously let go of all that is old and weak. I do not need them anymore. I give it to the ocean, the highest and high, the Supreme Father. He took it all away. It's gone forever. I, the soul, have become complete and unlimited like my Father, and I shine like that unlimited loving light. I feel the soft, soothing red light filling me up, making me exactly same as the Supreme Soul. I have merged in His light. The love of God has made me complete. And I see myself equal to the perfect deity. Narayan, as I have become equal in my thoughts, words and actions with Brahma Baba, my footsteps have become equal. And I'm walking on the footsteps of Brahma Baba. I have become 100% just like Brahma Baba. My sanskars, my actions, my thoughts, my words are pure, refined. And golden aged. Just a thought away, my perfect stage is in front of me. I choose to become that. I feel the soothing red light from Shiv Baba is filling me up constantly with his love, and I have become the deity that I am. In this state of mind, now, I choose the blessing that one blessing that is just for me, coming from the Supreme Soul. Read your blessing. Internalize that in you. That is the blessing. Baba is showering upon you. That will always stay with you. In your journey to the perfection, that will always remind you your perfect form in front of you. Read your blessing. Internalize that. Feel how Baba's blessing constantly showering upon you, making you perfect.
Thank you, everyone. So we come to the end of the morning session, and we hope to see you in the afternoon, because that would be carried on to the workshop tomorrow. So just advise you to take some notes if you like.